welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Clear Direction, Not Confusion. I'll now be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Holy Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Start with the Holy Bible from Psalms. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. For Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Our fathers trusted in Thee. They trusted, and Thou didst deliver them. They cried unto Thee, and were delivered. They trusted in Thee, and were not confounded. Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. Isaiah. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, maketh it waste, turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broke the everlasting covenant. The city of confusion is broken down, every house is shut up, that no man may come in. And the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. Jeremiah, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, where there is no peace. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not hearken. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? But this thing I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mountains and by the sword. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment. Now, from Exodus. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And the Lord said, Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant. But I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Now we go to Job. Job spake and said, I am full of confusion. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. 1 Corinthians. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And finally from Isaiah, Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Now we go to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. A definition of Moses. A corporeal mortal. Moral courage. Moses advanced the nation to the worship of God in spirit instead of matter, and illustrated the grand human capacities of being bestowed by immortal mind. Mortal existence? It's an enigma. Every day is a mystery. The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive. But the revelations of Christian Science unlock the treasures of truth. The higher false knowledge builds on the basis of evidence obtained from the five corporeal senses, the more confusion ensues, and the more certain is the downfall of its structure. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins, which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. Sound is a mental impression made on moral belief. The ear does not really hear. Divine science reveals sound as communicated through the senses of soul, through spiritual understanding. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learnt and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately then the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. The science of music governs tones. If mortals caught harmony through material sense, they would lose harmony if time or accident robbed them of material sense. To be master of chords and discords, the science of music must be understood. Left to the decisions of material sense, music is liable to be misapprehended and lost in confusion. Controlled by belief instead of understanding, music must be imperfectly expressed. So man, not understanding the science of being, trusting aside his divine principles, incomprehensible, is abandoned to conjectures, left in the hands of ignorance, placed at the disposal of illusions, subjected to material sense, which is discord. A discontented, discordant mortal is no more a man than discord is music. The authentic history of Caspar Hauser is a useful hint as to the frailty and inadequacy of mortal mind. It proves beyond a doubt that education constitutes this so-called mind, and that in turn, mortal mind manifests itself in the body by the false sense it imparts. Incarcerated in a dungeon where neither sight nor sound could reach him, at the age of 17, Caspar was still a mental infant, crying and chattering with no more than intelligence than a babe, and realizing Tennyson's description, an infant crying in the night, an infant crying for the light and with no language but a cry. His case proves material sense to be but a belief formed by education alone. The light which affords us joy gave him a belief of intense pain. His eyes were inflamed by the light. After the babbling boy had been taught to speak a few words, he asked to be taken back to his dungeon and said that he should never be happy elsewhere. Outside of dismal darkness and cold silence, he found no peace. Every sound convulsed him with anguish. All that he ate, except his black crust, produced violent retchings. All that gives pleasure to our educated senses gave him pain through those very senses, trained in an opposite direction. The point for each one to decide is whether it is mortal mind or immortal mind that is causative. By conceding power to discord, a large majority of doctors depress mental energy, which is the only real recuperative power. The admission that any bodily condition is beyond the control of mind disarms man, prevents him from helping himself, and enthrones matter through error. To those struggling with sickness, such admissions are discouraging. As much as so as would be the advice to a man who is down in the world, as he should not try to rise above his difficulties. Knowledge that we can accomplish the good we hope for stimulates the system to act in the direction which mind points out. Are material means the only refuge from fatal chances? Accidents are unknown to God or immortal mind. And we must leave the mortal basis of belief and unite with the one mind in order to change the notion of chance to the proper sense of God's unerring direction and thus bring out harmony. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path. Now this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to a solo called In This Very Room. Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, and then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. It may be helpful to remember that Mary Baker Eddy asked that our prayers be for the congregations exclusively and collectively. Now together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.